It's the kind of thing that you never forget. Peek behind the curtain with Truettes.
Hi, tuck shoppers. I'm Sam Lowes.
And I'm Rosie Burgess.
And welcome to Truettes, the podcast.
You sound really sexy.
I thought I'd do, I think I'm going to try a sexy voice for most of this episode.
I like it.
You like it?
Mine sounds like I'm asthmatic.
I think I'm passing for sexy slash creepy.
So welcome to season two.
Hi, you're not going to keep going?
Hi, Ruby.
It was actually giving me...
Ruby,
was
the
giving
dog.
Giving me a bit of a cough.
Just cough our way through this.
I don't know how people talk sexy all the time. It's also doing something weird to my accent.
Who's the sexiest talker that you know?
Sexiest talker that I know.
You've got the sexiest kind of voice that you actually know, not like a
someone that
Reese
I know
Witherspoon.
For serious, for reals.
Did you know Reese Witherspoon was just recently murdered? Just 2 days ago. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
Who?
Reese. What's her last name? You know, the actress in Legally Blonde and everything. Blonde.
Ah, that,
she was
that
murdered.
Film, Legally Blonde.
Yeah, Reese.
You just said it. With a spoon.
No, with a knife. Should I? Should I answer it with?
With a knife.
With a knife. Kill me now.
How are ya?
For our listener out there, just to let you know, that is Sam's favorite joke, and she does set it up for people any chance she gets. And she's done this joke to me. You've done this joke to me.
Not to you.
With me. You've tried to run this joke with me nigh on. I don't know, 80, 90 times.
I love it when someone says nylon.
Nylon.
What are you, from the 1800s?
Nylon. Actually,
I'm wearing rayon.
I've started a new book. I didn't tell you about it. And it's set in the 18th century. It's a new trashy lesbian romance novel.
R.L. Burgess coming at you. If people haven't, also, if the person out there listening hasn't heard or doesn't know about Rosie's alter ego, kind of. I guess it's you, but you use the moniker R.L. Burgess.
Monica, like as in Monica from Friends.
Yeah, she uses the Chandler. It's if I was a writer, I'd definitely use a Chandler, but you use the moniker. If Ruby wrote books, she'd probably use the Ross.
Ruby, our dog.
Ruby,
our dog. Is that Daniel the Lion Tamer or Daniel, our son?
What's that from?
It's a movie. It's from a movie.
It's strange that you're quoting anything from a movie because you don't actually watch movies.
But I remember that line.
You've watched, was it Cameron Diaz? That you're the only. That's the only actress you ever know if we have to talk about actresses. And I say, yeah. Oh, what's her name from? And you're like, is it Cameron Diaz? Every time.
So here we are, episode 5.
Hi, thank you, Ruby.
Season 2 of the podcast. And I'd like to introduce, we've got a very special guest today.
That's right. We have to introduce, because normally we just have to explain.
Normally we would have guests on the podcast. And tonight,
because of COVID.
Today's podcast, we've got Fred the cat on the couch and Ruby the dog jealously barking next to the couch. But they're not... They're not the special guests we were planning to have.
No. Can I introduce the first one?
Sure, go for it.
I'd like to introduce our first guest for today. We're extremely excited to have you in the studio on Grandma's couch for the very, very first time, and I hope it's not the last because I've been a big fan of yours since I ever first read about you in the Financial Times. The president of the Swedish pole dancing company, Rosie Burgess.
Yeah. Humor du morfar. That's actually Swedish.
For those listener out there, she said,
how are you, grandmother?
I was going to guess something about something about move over.
Humor du murmur. Humor du. I think it's how are you, and then it's Murmur is mother of my mother, or murfar.
Well, as an actual Swedish person, shouldn't you know?
Yeah.
imagine if I said, thank you for having me, which I think in English means thank you for having me.
I genuinely don't think I could pull off anything remotely Swedish.
Well, you do in that pole dancing arena.
Saying, yeah, it is good to be here. Yeah. How is that?
I'd say below average. I love you so much, but you're shit at accents. Like really bad.
I'd like to introduce the listener to the other guest that we have in the studio today on Grandma's Couch. Not for the first time, in fact. This is a repeat bottom on Grandma's Couch. But the kind of guest that we love to have back here week after week.
It's like a backpedal here. Come on, you can get round. You can get round. Get round to the final base.
She's
lost it.
She slept through her alarm twice this week.
Great. I'm on the edge of my seat finding out who this guest is. I can't wait.
Sleeping in champion, Miss Samantha Lowe's, all the way from the Czech Republic.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I bite my other leg because I'm here.
Oh, sorry. I got it wrong. You must be from Russia.
It's pretty close, isn't it? Isn't Russia and Czech Republic pretty close to each other's?
Closer than Carnegie and the Czech Republic.
I also need to explain to the listener out there that when I say they chuthers, I'm meaning each other. But that's how our nephew Noah says, or used to say, he's probably grown out of that cuteness now, but he used to say they chuthers instead of each other, which is pretty cute. Oh. And I keep saying it. Oh, look, you know, they're hugging they chuthers.
Those things that kids say, I guess, you know, when you first think about kids and you think, oh, yeah, they say those cute things, and then you're just like, whatever. But then they start saying them and you're like, I love that. Like,
and don't stop saying it, ever.
This is my favorite. So nephew Noah used to say ganchu instead of thank you.
Hank you.
He said hank you?
Yeah.
Oh, he said hank you instead of thank you. And son George used to say ganchu instead of thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And one day son George said to us, why does Noah say hank you when it's ganchu?
I know. I just looked at him and went, oh my God, dude, you don't even say it right either. It's the best.
The best. Hey.
Yeah, hey yourself.
Ooh, we're catching up with me this week.
How's your week been?
Well, as the little sting says, we're catching up with me this week, which means you and me because we're the only me's here. How am me, is you're asking?
How am you?
I had a pretty good week.
Anything particularly standout-y in this week?
That was really good.
Yeah.
There's two things. Yeah, I got two things. And I'm going to tell you both things and then you can ask me more about one of them.
Okay.
So
do I get to choose which one I ask you more
about? Why don't you guess what the two things are that I am really stoked about that happened this week?
Okay.
Guess. What? Go for it. Guess.
Well, this morning you looked really stoked.
Not this morning.
Just to be awake. Even though you had slept significantly through your alarm.
Do you know,
there's nothing better than the shocked face of someone stumbling out of the bedroom holding their phone with such indignation.
I was so shocked because I think I have slept through my alarm. Maybe, and I'm not joking, not shitting you, I have slept through my alarm twice in my life, and today was the second time. So I was.
Yesterday was the first time.
Yesterday or today?
Yesterday. Well, you said you've done it twice and you slept through your alarm 2 days in a row.
No, I haven't. Did I? Oh, the days are rolling into each other, all this COVID situation. Okay, so I'm saying 3 times in my life then.
Okay.
Anywho,
I've never. That could be a drinking game for us. I've never slept through my alarm or overslept.
That's because you don't have to set your alarm because you just wake up at 5 o'clock and like you're ready to go.
I'm jealous of all the people who can seriously say, I'm sorry I'm late, I slept through my alarm. I wish I had a really good excuse. So tell me, like, what were you going to say? You're going to tell me two things that
happened. I thought you were going to guess, but I'll just tell you one of the things that I loved this last week. And I think that the weeks are melding into each other, so don't hold me to the fact that you know, maybe it didn't happen this week, but in the last 200 years for me,
yeah,
the best thing is you get to choose. A, the coffee machine that we bought.
Tick.
B, watching Sister Act 1 and Sister Act 2 with George, our son.
Tick, tick.
So what would you like me to talk about?
Well, they're both so awesome. I can't choose. You choose.
I'll go really quick. Coffee machine we bought, and it's amazing. It's one of those non – it's not a pod one. I'm not judging, but the pod people are ridiculous. Yeah, it's one of the ones you put the proper coffee in, you do the tamp with thing, and it's really heavy tamp. And we're just making the most incredible coffees, which is great for this COVID lock-in.
We started trying to do a tally, didn't we, where we were going to be like
– yeah.
Because we need to beat the coffee machine so that it's paid for itself. Yeah, like yeah, we have to beat the number of coffees.
How many coffees in the year would you have to have in order to pay for the coffee machine?
So we decided we needed to have 2 coffees a day for 6 months.
And you love these kinds of things, but no one ever keeps up a tally. There's 6 strokes on the piece of paper.
And we've had like 600 coffees. We're both like this all the time.
Oh, I'm so busy. I can't even put the stroke on there. Yeah, so that has been incredible. Really, really good quality coffees. Haven't bought a coffee since.
So good.
And then the other thing was watching Sister Act and watching it with George and him actually loving, you know, our – how old's he? 11. 11-year-old actually really getting into Whoopi Goldberg as a nun. So good.
Oh, my God, the best. We've actually given him quite the education in the last little bit because he got to watch Crocodile Dundee as well. Uh-huh. That's not a life, he keeps saying. It's brilliant.
Yeah, really, really good. And there's actually that racy, sexy scene with Linda in it as
well.
At
the bottom. We had to cue him up on the bottom.
And he's like turning his head going, tell me when this is over.
Very generously saying, it's okay, mums, it's okay.
And here is our both of us going, we'll just pause it for a bit.
Look at that bottom. So
what about you?
Tell us. Thank you for asking. I've had quite the week myself. I actually had a funny thing happen today, which funny things are, I guess, few and far between when you're just hanging out by yourself at home, spending a lot of time at home. So I was doing a time's up.
Sorry, time's up. I don't like the timer because it really gets me in the – gets me in the middle
gets
of
you in the ghoulies.
I'm right. Yeah, I'm ready. I was ready for the story. Can you please tell the story?
Okay, I'll tell you the story anyway.
I'll tell you with my sexy voice.
So, I was doing a Zoom concert.
Yep.
For one of the aged care facilities that I work with.
Yep.
And you know, I was singing songs, and they've got me up on their big TV. Right. Ooh. So they're transmitting me on the TV. It's very confusing.
Big screen.
I'm on the big screen TV. I can hear some of them saying things to each other like, is that Rosie? Is that Rosie on the TV?
Oh.
And I'm like, yes, no, it's me. Hi, you know, how's it going? And I say their name or whatever, and they turn to each other and they look very confused and they say, is that Rosie?
Oh.
Anyway, so it's a bit confusing for them. But so I'm up there on the TV.
You have to explain why, because depending on when people are listening to this, you have to explain them why you're doing that.
Oh, because of the isolation, because of the lockdown.
Yeah.
I can't go into the
aged care,
the residential care facility and play music to them. So instead I'm –
you're on the big screen and they're wondering how'd you get up there?
I'm zooming in and I'm on their big TV.
Yeah.
Anyway, so knowing that I'm going to be playing this concert, I've dressed up a little bit and I've got this very smart shirt on.
Yeah.
But it's quite hot in the studio, So I don't have pants on, just a shirt, right?
Yes.
And so, and it's all fine because they can't see the bottom part of me and I'm not going anywhere. I'm just sitting in front of the computer screen, play some songs, you know, 45 minutes of music and then it's off. Yeah. So anyway, I'm playing some songs and Ruby the dog comes into the studio while I'm playing and she starts to take things out of the studio and take them out of the studio onto the living room mat just out. Like I can't reach her, but just in sight of me so that I can see. And she's just systematically chewing things up, right?
Maybe.
To the point where, like, she's taking precious things of mine, but I'm sitting in.
You can't
no
get
pants.
Up. Can't get up.
Because I've got just my boxer shorts on.
Do you reckon
and a very nice
our dog
shirt.
Is that smart that she goes, she ain't got pants on. So she can't get up right now.
For 45 minutes, I had to watch this dog come into the studio.
What did she take that was so precious?
Oh, she took drumsticks. She chewed up the drumsticks. She took like Uncle's memorial booklet, like chewed it up, like a poetry book, chewed it up. Like she's having the time of her life while I was chained to the seat. So
pantsless.
Moral of the story.
Don't get a dog.
Dress up and down if you're doing
always this. Be ready. It's like those people who say, you know, wear your good undies just in case you end up being in an accident.
Yeah.
This time, put some undies on.
What?
What's this?
You ask why, we'll tell you why. Even if we don't have the answer right.
Right, right.
That's such a good sting.
I feel like we were not sure when we were ending that sting.
Never. No.
It's pretty good. So we're going to do something. We're going to answer some questions. We put it out there on our socials, didn't we?
On the pipes. On the social pipes.
On the pipes. And we got some people, well, the questions just flooded in. Obviously, people got a lot of time on their hands. Some questions are easier to answer than others, but we've made a commitment that we will answer the questions.
Not answering all of them.
No, we can't answer all of them because there are too many. But we'll answer the questions even if we don't know the answer.
Well, let's face it. We haven't known the answer to any of them before. So,
in fact, this is a really good example. Emma Kane says, what day of the week is it? Oh, I've lost all track.
I know that it's Thursday. Why do I know that it's Thursday? Oh, because tomorrow's Friday.
Fry-yay.
Oh, I really don't like it when people say fry-yay.
Fry-yay.
Hey, it's fry-yay.
Hey, it's fry-yay. That means it's...
wine o'clock.
It's wine o'clock. Oh, far out.
Oh, it's coffee o'clock.
Yeah. You know what?
Anyway, today's Thursday, Emma.
It's the... Get your shit together, Emma.
Yeah. You got seven choices, Emma. Oh.
All right.
What have we got here? Let's look at another question.
Pick a question, any question, anything that floats your boot.
Oh, can Panica make an isolation comeback?
Can Panica? Well, I feel like, so for the listener out there, Panica is one of my alter egos. I have a lot of alter egos.
I'm going to tell you who Panica is because I was hanging out with Rosie for about a year before she just slowly divulged that she had this career in hip hop and a really good, well formed career in hip hop. Don't laugh over
You're
my
overselling.
Oh
it.
My god! And so good. Look up if you can find any Panica, Panika.
Can't find it.
Rosie Burgess does incredible hip hop, and it's really really good.
Even I can't find it.
Oh well.
Actually, no, seriously, someone asked me the other day if like I had any that I could pass on to them and I can't find it anywhere either. So,
do you know what I'm going to do?
Hmm.
I'm going to say if you sign up to
– what you going to do? What you going
to
do?
If you sign up to
– I want
to
shoop.
Now we're going to talk about Panica. So back onto Panica after you have your little brain bleed. little tiny stroke you just had. You're back. So Panica was amazing. And I'm going to say, Rosie's probably going to kill me right now, but if you sign up to our Patreon page and sign up to a higher level of, say, over $25 a month, I'll find you some Panica and send it to you. Put that on your Patreon page.
Re-record it all.
No, so good.
Okay.
Do you know what? I'm going to tell the listener.
Yeah.
An embarrassing thing right now. You've just taken off your hoodie.
Yeah.
And you're wearing a Tuck Shop Ladies t-shirt.
Clean t-shirt. I did the washing today.
And guess what? I'm just going to undo my hoodie. Look what I'm wearing. I'm also wearing a Tuck Shop Ladies
with
t-shirt.
With a bit of rice on it. Because the thing is, it's washing day. And You can't. And
that's
like,
why we knew it was Thursday, Emma, because it's washing day.
You can't wear your own T-shirts.
You can't wear them out. So we've been wearing them every day.
Here's a good question. This is from John G. And it's a question that I think
thanks,
really.
Ruby.
He says, if you could take one song each to a deserted island, what would they be? I know what I would take.
I'll go then.
I would take Bare Naked Ladies, Break Your Heart. Because
I love the fact that some people might not have even heard of that band. So you're just like, I'll just take Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah. Band, Bare Naked Ladies. Song, Break Your Heart. Because it can just help me process any emotion that I might be feeling at any time. Such a good song.
Brilliant.
How about you?
Well, my first song that comes to my head, or which is so funny saying that's the first thing that comes to your head, because where else will it come to? The first thing that comes to my
fingertips,
that comes to my ankle, is it reminds me of like.
Don't you have three brains? There's the head brain.
Oh.
The gut brain.
And the penis brain.
Yeah, but what do we get? Do we get a clitoris brain?
Vulva brain.
They don't really talk about that much, do they?
No.
You know what they don't say? She was thinking with her vulva again.
Yeah, there she goes, thinking with her vulva.
I don't know that it's your vulva that gets so excited anyway.
No, it's click, click.
Yeah.
Clit goes the shears, boys. Click, click, click.
Choose another question. Oh, no. What's your song?
My song would be Resilience.
Annabelle Chavostek. Jesus.
But then I thought about it because I just love that song so much. But if that's my deserted island, I probably want something a little more chipper.
Okay.
So probably Click Go the Shears. Re-recorded by the Tuck Shop Ladies.
When the Saints Go Marching In.
Yeah, that'd be my song.
All right.
I'm gonna rethink. By the end of the potty, this episode, I'm going to have figured out which chipper song I would take with me. Thanks, John. Great question, though. Great question. Are you taking a photo of me right now?
Yeah, but do you want to take the bit of rice off of your top?
It's there for later.
Did you want to ask one more question? We've probably got time for one more question.
Yeah, let's look. Let's look through. When you turn up the hot – this is from James Eggleston. Hello, James.
Hi, James.
Actually, I'm going to say that with my sexy voice. Hi, James. Hi. When you turn up the hot water is his question. In the shower, are you turning up the temperature or just the amount of hot water? I feel like it's a pretty easy answer. It's got to be the hot water.
The amount of hot water?
No, the temp.
No, you don't adjust the temp. You're just turning up the amount of hot water that's getting released.
But no more hot, no more like actual water comes out. It just takes over how much cold. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, if you put – well, I think
– so that, how can it lessen the cold?
Well, because you're adding more water, more hot water to the stream.
And the only amount – the amount of water that comes out of your little dots out of the shower head.
Well, the pressure goes up.
Right, the pressure –
take the pressure up.
The lesser known John Farnham song. Take the pressure up.
I can feel it. It's rising like a storm. Yeah. That's my answer.
Take all the hot water and turn it around. Take the pressure down. Hope we answered your question, James.
There were so many good questions here.
We warbled on too long.
There's just one question that we can't answer it this week, but I want to draw attention to it. There are so many. In fact, we're going to come back to some of these questions next week, I think. Gina Winnick. We're going to start with yours. If you accidentally drop the soap in the toilet, how do you clean the soap so you can wash your hands after fishing the soap out of the toilet? Oh. Asking for a friend.
Oh, Gina.
Gina, I'd like to talk to you more about cleaning soap.
So what's your name? Gina dropped the soap. Winnick, is it?
Yeah. Because, like, I've often wondered if the soap is clean in public toilets.
Do you know what I've always wondered?
Can soap get dirty?
Oh, yeah, it can get dirty because it sits with the film on top and then that's the first thing that you use.
But it's on soap. Oh, my God, it's so...
It's so gross.
It's not time to take a whiz. It's time for the relationship quiz.
I've got so much more soap conversation. All right.
I prematurely pushed a button.
Do it again then because I didn't hear it.
Okay. It's not time to take a whiz.
Soap, 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 soap.
It's time for the relationship quiz.
Are we going back to soap? Okay, one more time.
It's not time to take a whiz. It's time for the relationship quiz.
Oh, is it time? Oh, that time already.
It's really snuck up on us.
This is where we take a relationship quiz and, basically have a crack at it. What have you got for us?
I'm going to admit I have got a relationship quiz for
us. You must admit?
I must admit.
You might think it's strange, yeah, you might be disgusted. All I think of is a mitt full of mustard. I must admit.
I haven't actually looked at the questions in advance for this. It says, find out what type of couple you and your present or future partner are.
Ooh, am I present and future? Yeah. Gotta hope so.
Yeah, but you're welcome to have, like, in the back of your mind, in case it doesn't work out with Rosie, I've got...
Don't worry, I've got someone already.
Oh, sorry, what was I? The queen of something in Denmark? What was I? You introduced me to.
No, you're the president of the Swedish pole dancing company.
The president of the Swedish pole dancing incorporation. In case it doesn't work out with the president of the Swedish pole dancing incorporation, this is how my future partner and I may be. There's no denying the truth, so stop procrastinating and do something drastic to boost your quality of life. That's quite a large claim. There's 10 questions and it's been attempted not by us but by 1,275 other people.
Ooh.
I'm hitting start.
Ooh.
And I'm going to ask you the first question.
Ooh.
All right. The way you choose your perfect partner is based on we met randomly through friends, whatever's available at the time, the type of car they drive and how well they can father someone else's kids, how good they are in bed. I think we go one for one. You can answer that question.
All right. I need to hear the answers again because I started drifting off thinking about the first car that you had.
The way you choose your perfect partner is based on we met randomly through friends, whatever's available at the time, the type of car they drive and how well they can father someone else's kids, how good they are in bed.
Well, I really love number three or C just because it's a funny sort of answer, but I'm not going with it.
I've just chosen it for you.
You are...
You click on that.
So hilarious.
You click and it moves you over.
So fast.
All
right.
Sorry. Okay.
Well, I'm not going to read out the answer, the questions. I'm just going to answer for you. It's C. Now, next up.
No.
All right. Here we go. You're in a nightclub. A potential partner...
Well, they've already got that wrong.
I know. I could not imagine you in a nightclub. Or a nightclub even. Not a nightclub.
Yeah.
Or a knife club either. Couldn't imagine you in a knife club.
I especially like this knife.
Look,
because of the way it cuts tomatoes.
Hi, I was in here last week and I ordered a serrated.
I just wanted to take it to knife club.
What happens in knife club stays in knife club. Oh, that's funny because it's like Fight Club.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I don't know if you did. Did you get it?
Wait, explain it again. Go. What's the question?
You're in a knife club.
Hmm.
Nightclub. You're in a nightclub. A potential partner offers you a drink. A potential partner named Peter Pepper pulls out a Peppa Pig and he pops over to Poland and he pulls out purple pin cushions
people
from you. A potential partner offers you a drink. You tell him you're already with someone. Ignore them, causing upset. B, look at how big they are, but decide to put obstacles aside in this case.
That's a weird answer.
Big as in?
I don't know.
As in big and burly or fatness?
I don't know.
All right. I'm glad that you vetted these questions. All right. C is agree and steal the contents of their wallet while they pay for the drink.
C.
Or D, offer them a condom and somewhere to sleep.
Well, I think I'm going with C because I've already got, it says a potential partner approaches you, but I'm assuming I already have a partner. So let's hit C.
Are we assuming we are with each other's?
Yeah, I think we are.
Right. Yep. Great. Okay. C it is, and moving on. That was a potential partner with Peter Pepper Pepper.
Yeah, because next question, what is your partner's best feature?
Oh.
Don't know. We've known each other so long.
Ah.
See, that seems like it doesn't go together. Her five stomachs.
What?
Oh, that's implying that she's a cow.
Oh.
Don't you reckon? I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah. Well, except that cows have four stomachs.
Do they? Oh, well, then I just don't.
Oh, I think they're talking about the rolls of fat.
I can't actually read out some of these.
Really? You have to.
Yeah.
You have to.
I can't. So.
you've got a dud quiz.
It's a terrible, terrible quiz.
Can I read it while you explain something else? Yeah.
But
you've
anyway,
gone red.
What is your partner's best feature? Don't know. We've known each other so long. Or her five stomachs?
I'm going to sneeze. Can you press a button? timing was impeccable.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going with don't know. We've known each other so long.
Excellent.
Okay.
I'd really like to find out what the horrible answers were. Are we just getting ourselves into a quagmire of crud?
I just have to say that this is a terrible, terrible quiz.
Come on, are we pushing and through?
No, I think that we won't push through on this quiz. Because
you have to explain why. I don't know.
There are words in this quiz that we...
Let me look.
There are words in this quiz that I don't feel that I can say out loud. And we're just going to bail on this quiz. But suffice to say, I'm not sure...
Oh, yeah, I'm reading it now and... I usually push the envelope if that's the
I'm same. Pushing the ejector button on this quiz. But
yep.
I promise next time we'll definitely vet the quiz before we try and do it. As it turns out.
What about the quiz for couples to take together? Here we go.
But
time's up. I'll just go really quick. Okay. Start. I'm just gonna go like this is gonna be the what's it called? You know, like a speed dating. How'd you both meet? Online? At work? Wait, let me recollect. My partner will be able to say. Oh, come on. At work.
Well, we could maybe, yeah, we could do this.
We'll finish this next week. We're going to leave you on.
Is it either cliffhanger?
Welcome to the quiz cliffhanger. You're on the edge of your seat.
And I'll apologize
the cliff
for not having better prepared and accidentally getting us to do a racist and sexist quiz.
Hey, it's clearly time to take a whiz. Rosie and Sam fucked up the relationship quiz. Yeah.
We totally fucked it up.
Well, we didn't. It was you.
Yes, it was me. But
no time to point the finger of blame. Rosie.
This is it's good, though, because it brings us to the next section of the podcast.
What is that?
Song of the week. We do a new song each song of the week. Always a new song.
Oh yeah. And this song of the week, this is just another silly little tuck shop ditty, but it's born out of having a pooch.
And like, you know, you get this super special responsibility when you take in an animal. Of naming it.
I thought you meant of like keeping it alive and rescuing it from a pound.
Actually, speaking of rescuing from a pound, there's a lady at the park. You might have met her. And I was talking to her the other day and she was telling me about her dog. And the dog is a rescue dog. And when it came home, it had a name. And I suppose it must have had a collar on or something. So they knew what its name was when they rescued it.
This lady
said to me, she said that the dog's name was too human, so she needed to change the dog's name to something less human, to like more like a dog's name.
Yeah, what's it called?
It was too
anthropomorphized.
Yeah, and so I said to her, because her dog's name, I said, so what was the dog's name? And she said the dog's name was Kylie. And I said, oh, yeah, that is very human. What did she change it to? And she said she changed it to Tina.
Yeah. Made it more dog-like. Let's go with Tina. So we wrote this song. This is it's so funny because we've got Ruby and Rosie and everyone goes, oh, I get it mixed up. But it's different.
Well, different number of letters. different sound, different vowels, no, different consonants.
E at the end and E at the end, I guess.
Yeah, well,
I
see P where people are going. And Rosie don't sound like the same thing.
Rupee? We didn't name her after the...
No, P as in like just... Yeah. I don't know. I don't understand that similarity. I've got to say, although I will admit to you that oftentimes in the like in my past life as a telemarketer, when I would ring people up and I'd say, this is Rosie, they'd say, Ruby.
Oh, and you've had trouble with people with your whole name.
Yeah, no one can ever say my name.
Rosie, no.
Say my name, say my name.
Say no one is around me. Something is astounding. Oh, no one could have found me. I was in the cupboard the whole time. Yeah, say my name. This is not Song of the Week. This is Song of the Week. Here we go.
Here we go, Song of the Week. All right. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Annie, Annie.
Nope, that rhymes with Fanny.
Brett, Brett.
That'd be embarrassing at the vet.
Carol, Carol.
She'll have you over a barrel.
David, David.
It poo on the pavement. Ah, ooh, ooh, ooh. Which one would you choose? Ooh, crap names for a pooch.
Eric, Eric.
A bit too esoteric.
Oh, Franny,
Franny.
Nope, same problem as Annie.
What about Graham,
Graham?
That dog had caused you mayhem.
Oh, Horatio, Horatio.
Nope, that rhymes with ooh. Which one would you choose? Ooh, crap names for a poo.
Ian, Ian.
You'd never stop him peeing.
Julia, Julia.
That dog would make a fool of you.
Kenneth, Kenneth.
I can't take him to the tenant.
Lavinia, Lavinia.
I swear that dog's getting skinnier. Ooh, which one would you choose? Ooh, crap names for a poo.
Okay, what about
Mark?
Mark.
You'd never teach that dog to bark.
Natalie?
Natalie.
That dog would never come back to me.
Owen, Owen.
Man, this song is flowing.
Penelope, Penelope.
Oh, that's too many syllables for me.
Ooh, which one would you choose?
Syllables.
Crap names for a pooch.
Quasimodo, Quasimodo.
Well, that would be just cruel.
Rhonda, Rhonda.
A good dog for Jane Fonda.
Stuart, Stuart.
He'd find that bone and chew it out.
Terrence, Terrence.
You'd just have to blame his parents.
Ooh,
which one would you choose? Names for a pooch.
What are we up to?
P, Q, R, S, T, U. Veronica, Veronica.
She might like the harmonica.
William, William.
I try hard not to kill him.
Xylophone, xylophone.
That's just stupid. Let's keep going.
Yvonne, Yvonne.
You might regret that later on.
Zen, Zen.
That's the end. Let's start again. Oh, Annie.
Epic. That was epic.
Well, we certainly spent some time on it.
Woo.
Song of the week, babies.
26 letters and counting.
If we've offended you, well, we only did 25. Oh, yeah. If we've offended you, if your dog actually has one of these names.
Prove it.
Oh, my God. Please write to us and tell us.
Yeah.
I mean, are there any dogs out there called Veronica?
Hey, write into us and tell us which letter we left out as well. Come on.
That's it from us this week. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks, Tiff. Bye. Truette Season 2 was sponsored by the following patrons from our Patreon page.
If you'd like to have your name here, jump on board and sign up like these cool cats did.
A special, special thanks goes to Tiff Lowes,
Jay Edwards,
Amanda Owen,
Barbara and Ellen,
The Worth Family,
Kate Jackson,
John G,
Robert Giles,
Lisa Ryan,
Juanita and Richard Taylor,
Bronwyn Robotham,
Simone Sheridan,
Lizzie McCarthy,
Emma Kane,
Chris Eilers,
Lou and Dave Wignall,
Richard Parton,
Carolyn Horay,
Danny Gibbons,
Judy,
Jesse Collins,
Daniel Townsend,
Christopher Coleman,
Catch Holt,
Angie Carson,
Lisa Palmer,
Natalie Russell,
Liz Denniston,
Jeff and Tamara,
Nancy and Rachel,
Kelly Brewer,
Leanne Slinger,
Lee Boltnick,
and Andrea Kerwin.
Ah, over and out. See you next week, Tigers.
Our special guests today were us.
If you like what you hear, please subscribe to us wherever you like to listen to your podcasts. Go ahead and like, share and swish on all the social media platforms. You could even leave us a review if it floats your boat. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Tuck Shop Ladies.
Tuck Shop Ladies are Sam Lowes and Rosie Burgess. You can track us down for more tasty treats at tuckshopladies.com.
Thank you. Have a happy day.